And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Good evening. This is Mike Crenshaw, and I am with you again for our weekly news segment called News from the Boo. Myself or the other co-manager, Delphine Crescenzo, will bring you this segment from 5:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. on KBOO Community Radio every Wednesday from late afternoon going into the evening. I have two very special guests with me tonight. I've got MC Grown and C4 the Prodigy from True Original Beings, both of whom are members of the hip-hop community in Portland and Vancouver in the metro area and have previously been part of KBOO's hip-hop youth collective. How's it going, Curtis?
Oh, it's going real good today. I'm just been enjoying life, you know. I'm very excited about the future events that we have coming up this month and in the future. And a lot of big things are going on right now.
Right on, man. What's up, C4 the Prodigy, a.k.a. Cliff?
Well, nothing. Just constantly, you know, working on this music. Getting the vibe right, letting everybody know what's going on. Just kind of getting people familiar with the movement that we're bringing in. Really trying to X out the garbage music. So sick and tired of hearing music that it's like bringing down the community with drugs and crime. And, you know, they think that they're bringing good, you know, to the community, but it's not as damaging communities. So we're trying to create music and bring a vibe that is going to let people know that that is not the way of life. And hopefully they can change their lifestyle.
Man. Okay. So we're going to get into this. But before we do get into this segment, you guys just said a lot of really important stuff that I want to delve into a little bit further. But I want to make sure that at the top of the segment, people get the information and then hopefully we'll circle back and say it one more time before we get out of here. But tell us a little bit about the when, the where, the what, the event that's coming up, the community event that you guys are doing, that True Original Beings are hosting and producing.
All right, so our event is November 30th. It's gonna be held at Six West Lounge in Vancouver, Washington. It's just right across the bridge for all you Portland folks out here. And you can find all the information on TrueOriginalBeings.com. That is TrueOriginalBeings.com, everybody.
All right. So November 30th. And then you've got different genres of music. You were just telling me you guys have a hardcore punk band. You've got some hip hop. What else?
Yeah, we got DJ that's going to be spinning some EDM hip hop type beats and music. Basically, it's really diverse and very diverse in the music that we're bringing. We wanted to have every type of culture there, you know what I mean? I mean, obviously, that's going to be almost impossible because there's lots of different music, but for the most part, the basics of, you know, the most popular types of music, which would be, you know, rock, hip-hop, EDM, conscious rap. Hopefully, we'll have some poetry going on, too, there. But really, it's just a huge event. It's a music party. It has everything to do with music, good vibes, great people. We're really just trying to send the message out there of just positivity, you know, on a good note. And hopefully, we can open up people's eyes to see a different way of life through music.
Okay, so you said it's going to be November 30th at the what lounge in Vancouver?
The Six West Lounge on 303 Broadway Street in Vancouver,
What
Washington.
Time does it start?
It starts at 8 p.m.
And is it all ages or 21 and up?
It's 21 and up. Bring your ID. There's going to be a bar there. You can also purchase your tickets on TrueOriginalBeings.com.
Okay.
I would show up there probably about 30 minutes early. There's going to be a line out front. The earlier, the better.
So before we started this conversation, MC Grown, one of the things that C4 the Prodigy mentioned was that you guys are trying to bring music that's not just repeating and reinforcing the same type of negative stereotypes, you know, about materialism, drugs and alcohol and violence and self-destruction. So how long has that been part of your message as an artist, and how much is that part of what True Original Beings is about?
Well, True Original Beings is all about being uplifting, you know, and trying to do something for the community around us to make it better, you know, and in many different ways. We choose to do it through music and the lyrics that we make and the way that we flow on the beats and the way that we present ourselves when we're out in public, and, you know, at our shows. We try to represent very professional, like, we try to be very professional, and we try to, you know, bring light, you know, and I don't really want to say the dark places, I want to judge stuff like that, but there's some places, you know, we go into where nobody's really expecting, you know, to get some really good, uplifting, you know, hip-hop vibes, and we've basically taken hip-hop from talking about, you know, being in a gang and, you know, selling drugs or, you know, going out and, you know, having many different partners, you know, to bringing it to something like, why don't we all join together, you know, and help bring peace, love, and unity out to each other, you know, and pay it forward and, you know, bring life instead of bringing death, you know?
Yeah, no, that's an important thing. And I find that somebody that's been doing hip-hop music in the community and around the world as long as I have, this is nothing new. Mm-hmm. One of the things I still struggle with, however, being somebody that's a proponent of positive change and positive vibrations and uplifting conscious music and all that, is the fact that, you know, a lot of people who happen to be kind of caught up in circumstances or who are dealing with the consequences of choices they might have made at a certain point in time, they feel like they're being excluded by the conscious music or the conscious hip-hop movement. A lot of people that might be still active in certain street elements of life, you know, be they part of the gang culture or part of hustling because they're not able to support themselves and their family in the means that a lot of people that have more access to privilege are able to do. You know, people like that sometimes feel like they're being talked down to by other artists. What do you have to say in response to people who feel like that conscious music is really, really leaving the streets behind?
Well, our music that we're making, we're not trying to leave anybody behind, and we want everybody to be included and everybody to join together, you know, and everybody does have their own circumstances in life, you know. I have not always been, you know, a good person, you know. I just was able to make a decision and have the right elements in my life to be able to act on those decisions to become, you know, more of a positive, you know, person, you know. And I'm not saying that people that are in, you know, certain circumstances can't be positive, because they can be. It's just right now we're raising up, you know, everything that we can, and we're not going to leave anybody behind, and we're going to enjoy and bring everybody with us that we can, that can
contribute to the situation.
Yeah, basically contribute, you know? Like, uh-huh. we've had a lot of friends in our life that have, you know, kind of, I guess, fallen off a little bit, but not because we have shunned them or, you know, talked down to them or anything, just because they decided to leave, you know, leave the group and, you know, go do their own thing. And some of them have ended up in jail, and, you know, some have ended up in some other places. But right now, we're just open arms and an open door for anybody to come in and join who wants better and betterment in their life, you know, and wants to, you know, get out of certain circumstances. And right now, we're working on a way to actually be able to help the community, you know, with jobs and getting money and things like that. An alternative way to having to, you know, do something else, you know, like on the streets, you know, to try to hustle. You know, we're actually starting a business up that we'll be able to give people jobs and be able to help people to promote themselves and their family and the growth in their lives.
Okay, so that's what's up, man. I can feel that. TrueOriginalBings.com, November 30th. At the spot over here in Vancouver. I keep forgetting
Six
the name.
Six West.
I'm sorry, you guys. I don't have the flyer in front of me. Six West. It's going down, and I want to see people out there. I'm going to be over there myself. I'm looking forward to getting up with you guys and really seeing what's happening over there in Vancouver. I don't make it over there to that side much, but it is part of the KBOO community. And I want to know, C4, what do you think KBOO can do to further support you guys' movement, since y'all are part of the KBOO community?
Well, like, what type of things that KBOO can help out with?
Well, yeah, how can we be a resource to the movement that you guys are part of?
Well, I would just say, you know, just supporting, you know, doing stuff like this, having us on, you know, the live air. You know, I mean, it's a blessing just to be able to work with the people here that run this place. It's really awesome. You know, everyone has helping hands to put into the pot and to help out the community. I would just say, you know, just spread the word out. It's very positive. You know, we definitely want to make music for all ages, you know, so that can reach a wider, you know, selection of people, you know. And that, to me, diversity and being able to have all ears here is the main thing in music.
Now, you're a serious musician. Rumor has it, I've heard, that you can pretty much get down on anything you touch.
Pretty much, I would say the piano, drums, guitar, bass, and, you know, producing. I would say my strongest instrument would probably be the drums and piano, but I've never had a lesson in my life. And
wow.
When I finally like learned that I could play the piano, which I was 18, and I started playing the guitar when I was 18, out of just like pure, just like, it was just natural, it just came to me. Then I knew like I should probably be doing something with music.
Okay,
sure.
So if people who are listening want to find your music online, is it at trueoriginalbeings.com?
You will be able to find my music at trueoriginalbeings.com. I do have music on YouTube and on Alluring Empire Music Group page, which is also a music group page that I created. Lots of different talent there, not just me, but different talent in Vancouver, Washington. So lots of local artists you can find at Alluring Empire Music Group on Facebook.
Alluring Empire?
Alluring, yeah.
Okay, so A-L-L-U-R-I-N-G.
Correct, yeah.
E-M-P-I-R-E.com. And I got in my hand, thank you for that, I got in my hand this album that was released in 2017 by my man MC Grown, who, by the way, took first place in the Chapel of Skills battle. We intended to do many battles, but we only did one, and Curtis won that one. And this record is called The Petition. True Original Beings and Julian Prenga. I think we're going to go out with a song from this album. Curtis, do you want to introduce the song you want us to play?
All right. The song that we're going to have you guys listen to is called Vibrite, and I'll let it be up to your guys' interpretation, you know, of what it's about. And all I can say is it is exactly what it sounds like. It's about having a vibe that's right, you know, having a vibe that you can walk into a room and people can just feel your presence and feel your energy and know that you're there to, you know, be something good and be something great, you know. And that's basically what Vibrite is. It's a wonderful song, has a couple hooks in it, and then a lot of it is just flowing and
I wanna, straight
yeah,
poetry.
Gassing.
That's poetry.
Yeah. Hey man, MC Grown and C4 the Prodigy from True Original Beings, thank you so much for coming down to News from the Boo.
All right. Thank you for having us out. And we love KBOO. And we'll
and hopefully we will
them.
See you November 30th at 6 West at 8 p.m. Thank you very much.
One love.
We vibing, we vibing. And we moving, we moving, we vibing. We about to vibe, we about to vibe.
So vibe, let's vibe. We can raise these vibrations because we make the vibe, and the vibe makes the world go round. You vibe when you talk, and you vibe when you sleep. I promise higher vibrations for you and me.
As I move through the city, all I see is these moves being made around me. While I stay stationary, soaking in these good vibes, I see the daylight through the cracks in the dirt. See, I've been down in the rut, deep underground, like some dirt swept under a rug, but I'm made with love. I've been planted alive and sprayed with pesticides. They consider me a weed, but I'm good for the mind and the body, raising vibrations. I be feeling vibey, so vibey, it's bringing you clarity and good feeling. I'm peeking through the underground, I'm ready to sprout and stretch his limbs of mine. Read all about it on your local social media. I ain't spamming ya, just trying to get this message out. Don't doubt that feeling that's inside of ya. Join with the others next to ya, let your vibe out. You could be who you wanna be, a true original being. I sway side to side, or bust a move if you're bold, like the print on a t-shirt. You don't gotta be scared, we're all here to have fun and raise the energy. So you can stand and judge or join with your friends on the dance floor. The vibe's feeling right because we make the vibe. You know the vibe's tight, let's make the vibe fly. Is your vibe high or is it low? Rooted deep from the earth. Your vibe is fast, but can you vibe slow? More friends is what I need, because I've never seen a branchless tree bearing fruitfulless seeds. And my aim is to unify these different communities so we can all be having fun in the world, to be where we are greed free, because abundance reigns. Imagine living for more than a dollar bills, y'all. Love is more than just the physical. It's supernatural to live this way. Be true and original and bring unity into your beat. Make the vibe, so turn up the vibe. Come and dance with the vibe. Make friends with the vibe. Come and thrive with the vibe. You feel alive with the vibe. Come together with the vibe. It will happen if you try. Yeah, you know I don't try, cause it comes from my mind. Yeah, I feel outside of time, engulfed in the spirit. It's got me pain free. It's complimentary. If seeking the kingdom first, I'll be spreading joy. Spreading joy like it's candy. The limelight be too sour, so go ahead and toss it. Maps for the lost thing, drink for the thirsty, food for the hungry. This joy is good.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Fixed Fair, Saturday, November 18th at 9:30 a.m. at Ron Russell Middle School in Portland. The Portland Fixed Fair is a free event featuring exhibits and workshops from numerous community partners throughout the day. Experts will be able to talk about water and energy, savings, home and personal health, food and nutrition, community resources, recycling, yard care, and more. Free childcare and lunch are provided. The event features free workshops in English and Spanish.